Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Red Men Bite Tars podcast. I'm Steve Hoare here on Wednesday, February 14th. Yes, it's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you wonderful people out there. We'll share the Red Men love with you. So, yeah, we love you guys. So, happy Valentine's Day to you all. We're going to go through the latest Liverpool news today, and we're going to start with the return of the King. Yes. Mohamed Salah, Liverpool's Egyptian king, Liverpool's top scorer, one of the greatest players to ever don the liver bird on his chest, is back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, he is back. Jurgen Klopp spoke 2 weeks ago about Salah, saying, if you ask him, he'll be back before the Brentford game. And lo and behold, once again, the king was right and he is back. Yes, Mohamed Salah took part in team training on Tuesday, meaning he's more than likely to be available for the trip to Brentford at lunchtime on Saturday, touch wood, provided there are no setbacks there. So we have return of the King, great time for him to come back as well, with big games on the horizon, a Premier League title race that we are immersed in now, and Brentford away is a tough challenge on the road to the final hurdle. Then there's Luton in midweek, and then, of course, the League Cup final. So great news. Salah was right again. He is back. It'll be interesting, of course, to see how careful Jurgen Klopp is with him at the weekend. Of course, it's a lot, you know, training. He's got 4 days training to prove himself. So by that point, if he trains all 4 days, you'd imagine he must be 100% and ready to go. So we'll keep an eye on that one. But yeah, fantastic news that Mohamed Salah back in training after the hamstring issue that he suffered during the AFCON with Egypt. He'll be devastated how the AFCON went for him personally. Of course, because he's such a proud Egyptian, he wanted to win it, but them's the break sometimes. But from a purely selfish Liverpool point of view, we are glad to have Mo Salah back, and he'll be a welcome addition to Liverpool's team as they travel down to face Brentford this weekend. Unfortunately, it wasn't all great news on the injury front in that training session. We spoke on yesterday's show about Joe Gomez and Alisson Becker being back. Conor Bradley's back as well, fantastic. However, unfortunately, Trent Alexander-Arnold and Dominic Szoboszlai both missed the session, meaning they are both considered doubts for the weekend's game against Brentford. Alexander-Arnold went off at half-time during the win over Burnley. Of course, we haven't seen Szoboszlai for a while since he injured his hamstring and he was taken off. So both of them missed Tuesday's session. There's still plenty of time, of course, for them to get back and available for the weekend, but missing Tuesday probably suggests that that's a little bit of a doubt, and we'll see how they go looking towards Luton and maybe the final as well. I think Szoboszlai in particular will be a huge miss for Brentford. I think Liverpool would definitely want him. Alexander-Arnold, of course, fantastic player. I do wonder if maybe Jürgen might have even considered starting Joe Gomez anyway at right back against Brentford, given the way they attack and their set piece threat. But I think Klopp would definitely want to Szoboszlai in his pressing and also his height and availability in the air as well to defend. So yeah, they're both absent Tuesday. We'll keep an eye on it throughout the rest of the week, but as it stands, it's looking like both of those are at least considered doubts for the weekend. They have to get a couple of training sessions in before the weekend before, of course, they were considered to be fit, available and ready to play. It might be that they're getting kept on ice for that cup final, but again, you'd probably want some minutes in both of them before you start them again at Wembley on a big pitch. Coming in cold straight away into a final, that might not be ideal. So keep an eye on those two. Again, there's still time for them to get back into training this week, but as it stands, neither of them have done so. Next story on the agenda then. This comes from Florian Plettenberg from Sky Germany, aka Plettigoal on Twitter. Friend of the show, good guy. He has been speaking, he's had an interview with Tim Steiden. Steiden? I always go Steiden. The technical director of West Ham United, about reported interest in Liverpool bringing him in as their new sporting director. He says, I've heard that I'm supposed to be on the list at Liverpool. It is one of the biggest clubs in the world, so it is an honour. But so far, nobody from LFC has contacted me yet. Goes on to say he's comfortable at West Ham and he's planning for the future, etc., etc., etc. But that, so far and yet, to begin and end that sentence, I'm not saying it's the biggest come and get me plea that anyone's put on Valentine's Day, because I'm sure there'll be other come and get me pleas that are being offered around the country and around the globe tonight in various different guises. But this does feel very much like a come and get me plea. It very much feels like Tim has sprinkled the petals towards his office. He's lit a candle. There's some chocolate on. There's some Barry White playing in the background. It very much does feel like this is the biggest come and get me plea of all time from a sporting director. Of course, you know, he's done a good job at West Ham. He's signed some very good players. West Ham already this summer, Kudus and Alvarez and Ward-Prowse have all made immediate impacts at West Ham. You look back towards the days when he was at Leverkusen and he was at Wolfsburg as well. And he's proven there how good a record he's got. He signed some fantastic players while at both clubs, really. You know, he signed Incapié at Leverkusen. He's obviously involved in bringing Florian Wirtz in. He has Serge Gnabry at Wolfsburg. He brought Kevin De Bruyne into Wolfsburg on loan originally from Chelsea. He signed Frimpong, Moussa Diaby, Patrick Schick. He's had loads of involvement. He was, of course, involved as well. And this is another potential thread to pull on. He was part of the Leverkusen setup that brought Xabi Alonso in as their manager. So obviously we're all looking ahead to Jurgen Klopp's departure from the football club, and Xabi Alonso is the hot favourite to get that job. If he wants it, if Liverpool want him, maybe it would make sense to have two people in two key positions who know each other, two people who are familiar with each other, know how each other work, etc. Because they're two massive roles to fill. And listen, Liverpool have brought strangers together in these roles before. Don't get me wrong, Michael Edwards and Jurgen Klopp had no relationship prior to that particular duo coming together. The same for Julian Ward and Jurgen, really. They'd only known each other via working at Liverpool. There was no previous relationships. Obviously, Jörg Schmadtke and Klopp had a bit of a relationship later on when he came on an interim basis. So it's another thread to pull. Maybe Liverpool and FSG go, you know what? We're replacing, in terms of transfer activity and player recruitment, etc., the two biggest positions at the football club are now going to be vacant or are currently vacant. So Schneiden with the option of Alonso makes sense. Two guys who work together, that bit of familiarity. But yeah, like I say, if Tim wants to, if he wants to make it any more obvious, he might need to get a neon sign out above his head saying "Come and get me, John Henry," because it does feel like that was a bit of a come and get me plea from him. But again, I think given his record of signing players in Germany and what he's done so far at West Ham, really good players. I'd say probably spent budgets that, you know, you'd probably, fees that Liverpool kind of shop in, it was around £40 million for Kudus, similar for Alvarez, but less. Ward-Prowse was around £30 million. So they're the type of fees Liverpool tend to spend. I know there was a bit of a departure from that in the summer. They spent a bit more, of course, on Szoboszlai. They were willing to spend a lot more on a Moises Caicedo. But it does feel like, you know, his eye for the players in a market of a certain fees makes sense, that they're the ones that Liverpool tend to go for. And I think, you know, Alvarez, Kudus in particular, I think they could both easily have fit in at Liverpool. You go back to the Leverkusen stuff, Wirtz in particular, and Capier, they look like they could be good fits as well. So yeah, one to keep an eye out there. Tim Schneiden's, it is basically, I know it sounds disrespectful to West Ham to say this, and his later comments go on to say probably pour a bit of cold water on that, but I'm not buying it. I personally am taking it as the biggest come and get me plea that you can get. Let me know on social media if you agree with me. Go and tweet us at the Redmen TV, or you can get involved in the Facebook groups, the chats over there as well. We're on Instagram. You can find me at Steve Hall. Let me know your thoughts on Tim Schneiden's comments. Right, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Redmen Bite Size podcast. Plenty more action coming your way this week. There's already out right now The Deep Dive with Josh and with Chris. There's one on YouTube and there's one available over at redmenplus.com. As we like to turn my lights off. It's fine. I'm in the dark. I'm on a podcast. It wouldn't have even mattered. I shouldn't have even told you. I'm now podcasting in the dark, so you can put your if you're envisaging what's happened there. So yeah, get ready for Wembley as well with redmenplus.com. Loads and loads of fantastic content already out, including our six-part League Cup stories documentary series. We've got interviews coming up down the line with some big hitters. More to be revealed. They'll be available on redmenplus.com as well. So get yourselves over there. Get yourselves more fantastic Liverpool content, and we'll be back with another Bite-sized podcast tomorrow. See you in a bit.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.